Yeah, he bought the one that wouldn't have the little one.
The one that wouldn't have the, yeah. Well, I just never have ever, have you ever seen that happen before?
I've had them, all colored, but I never had one that wouldn't take them before.
Hmm. Well, she must just not.
She wouldn't have them.
Huh.
Had the milk in, I didn't want to fool with
it. I know it. It'd be too much trouble. Oh. Well, you ready to go again?
Yeah.
You're not worn out?
No.
what would you go, another type of nut, like they make pies with a lot of times.
Pecans?
Yeah. And, how about, almonds?
They don't raise them here.
You ever, is it, but, you know, have you seen those?
Yeah, she worked in them over there. They sack all that stuff.
They do?
Yeah, they ship them in here in 100-pound sacks, and then they put them in 5- and 10-pound sacks.
They do. Is that what they call them? They call them?
Yeah. I don't know. I don't know nothing about them. They don't raise them here.
Uh-huh.
California's where they raise that stuff.
Yeah. But do people around here call them
almonds.
Uh-huh. That's what they got me for. Well, what do you call the kind of fruit that they grow in Florida, you know, that everybody drinks the juice from it?
Grapes.
Yeah, and then...
Orange.
Yeah. Now, if you were out of oranges or something, you'd say, well, you know, you had to go to the store because the oranges were...
Yes.
And, and if you wanted to talk about... Like if you ran out of cereal or anything, you'd say you need to go to the store because the cereal was
low.
Yeah, and if there wasn't any of it at all, you'd say it was all
gone.
And now this next part will be about things that people haven't, vegetables they have in their garden. Now, a little red vegetable that people have, it's little and it's a root vegetable. It's red on the outside and white on the inside, and people...
Peppers?
Yeah, peppers would be one. And then another thing that people slice up and put in salads, it's a red root thing, and it's little and...
Well, no, beets are about the only...
Yeah, beets, but it's smaller than beets, and it's got white on the inside, and it's kind of peppery.
I don't guess we've raised any of that.
Radishes?
Radishes?
Yeah, you've raised them. What about the other vegetables? They're big and red and mushy kind of. You have to stake the plant.
Maybe.
Yeah, and have you ever seen any little tiny ones?
Yeah, I've got them in there.
You have? What do they call them?
Perimeters, what we call them.
Those little bitty ones.
Yeah.
What about along with your meat? A lot of times you might have a baked
ham.
Mhm. And what type of potatoes would you grow around here?
There's red potato.
Uh
huh. I don't know what to call them.
Mhm. But they're the red ones. What do you call the kinds of potatoes that have orangey looking meat on the inside?
Well, I never raised them when we're late in the fall. They call them late potatoes. I don't know what the name of them is.
Mm-hmm. Well, do you have yams around here?
Yeah, sweet potatoes.
Yeah, you call them sweet potatoes. What about the kind of vegetable that it's got a strong odor and it makes your eyes water when you cut them up?
Garlic?
Yeah, but another, even bigger than garlic.
Onion?
Yeah. What do you call the ones that people pull and they eat